an engineer and two medical specialists in the Waikato, who all happen to be neighbours, have teamed up to create a new emergency ventilator prototype. Jeff Sharp is the managing director of the Hamilton plastics engineering firm ES Plastics, and he joins us now. Hi there, Jeff.
Yeah, hi, Jesse. How are you today?
Great. Nice to meet you. Tell us about your plastics firm, first of all. Give us a bit of a history.
Yeah, sure. Well, we've been in business 30 years. We manufacture a range of componentry for other New Zealand manufacturers. We do bottles and jerry cans and packaging, and you know, we're trying to support as many other New Zealand manufacturers as we can. It's a hard job though, Jesse. By goodness.
Yeah.
Hard job. Yeah.
And classic Hamilton business, eh? Strong, yeah, manufacturing, Hamilton. Good, useful stuff, not particularly glamorous, but yep. Probably used by people around the country.
Yep.
And so how about this latest project? Maybe we'll start with how you managed to meet your neighbours.
Sure. Well, you know, 2 weeks ago, just before, or 3 weeks ago now, before the shutdown, we driving home, and I thought, you know, we've got a fantastic manufacturing operation here, and the guys at the hospital are going to need some products for sure. So I called in on to my neighbours, to doctors, and we started the conversation. You know, what do you need? We initially started talking about personal protective equipment and visors, and I said, well, come on, give me something a bit more challenging than that. I'm sure we could do a ventilator. And so a couple of days later, Dr. Harvey, he came back with a ventilator that was commonly used from the 70s through to the early 2000s. And I said, well, let's have a look at that, see what we can take from that design and modernise it and put a bit of Kiwi ingenuity into it.
Wow.
And that's where it started.
You were just driven, I mean, it's no shame if you're driven by profit as well, which I'm sure you are, but it sounds like you were driven to help with this global crisis.
Yeah, I think there's any business one's going to have profits in mind, but absolutely the first priority was making sure that we had supply lines of essential equipment. You know, 3 weeks ago the world looked quite a lot more dangerous than how we're feeling today. So at that point it was basically making sure that we could help in some way whatsoever.
What is a ventilator? What does it look like? How does an engineer look at a ventilator and think, well, how am I going to make this?
Yeah, well, good question. Initially, when you look at TV, you think of these really sophisticated machines that got lots of computing power and flashing lights and bellows going up and down. But actually, what the doctors taught me very quickly was they need a machine that simply dispenses oxygen and air to the patient. It's basically a set of valves and measured accurately based on the patient requirements. So we looked at that. We started looking at other technologies. We did development for another local company, MilkTech. So it's a milking machinery company. We've taken electronics from dairy automation and looked at some of those products and said, okay, we can repurpose some of this technology and put it into a ventilator.
Incredible.
So, yeah, the ventilator we're wanting to go global with has in the heart of it a circuit board which was originally used to remove cups from a dairy shed.
What an amazing story.
Go figure, eh?
Yeah. So does the thing that you've designed and created, which you've obviously done at high speed, does it
yes.
work?
Sure does. You know, we pulled some all-nighters in that first week on the design cycle with some designers, and within 7 days we were presenting it to the chief medical officer at Waikato Hospital. He was pretty impressed by that. 3 days later we had the Animal Ethics Committee at Ruakura approve a study with sheep, so we managed to put a sheep asleep and then keep it alive on a ventilator, and we've done the in vitro and vivo studies to prove its efficiency from that. So, yes,
I mean, I've done plenty of interviews before, but I think this is the most Hamilton interview I've ever done, and I mean that in a complimentary way.
Yep.
You've created a number 8 wire style ventilator out of a circuit board used for decupping dairy cows, and you tested it on a sheep.
Yeah. Yep.
And And now to humans, I mean, how many different sort of hurdles do you have to get over to get to that stage?
Sure. Look, I mean, in a normal world, you'd be faced with years of regulatory compliance issues. We're kind of lucky that with the COVID-19 emergency, the UK government and Australian government have published a set of design requirements for ventilators. They recognise too that that you can't go through 2 years or 3 years of approvals and put a ventilator out. That's why companies like Dyson and Ford Motor Company, McLaren Formula One team, they've all been working on this sort of technology as well. So we can get a ventilator in the marketplace that's fit for use, as long as it meets the design requirements put out by these two countries. So we're working on that.
And by the way,
phased by that.
Yeah. And you're not phased by the competition? The Mercedes F1 team or BMW F1 team? Who was it? I read that they were working on something.
Yep, they are working on something. No, I'm not phased by that. No. I stand by the product we're making. We believe that we will have the capability of producing these things at something like 100 units a day if needed by mid-May, and there won't be too many other places that could do that.
Incredible. I suppose the good news is that, I should be touching wood here, but it looks as though there may not be a need for a lot of ventilators in a hurry in New Zealand, which means that you can look beyond your sort of original view.
That's right. And, you know, that is good news. And you're absolutely correct there. We're very, very lucky. You know, if you're sitting in the middle of Europe and the Netherlands, for example, I've got some close family ties there. And, you know, that's a country that's just over three times our population, highly developed country, 3,000 deaths so far. You know, so we need to get that in perspective. We're so lucky in New Zealand, but there's many places that aren't. And as a consequence, we've got, you know, quite a lot of people asking for quotes on quite good quantities of these ventilators at the moment.
Do you need some funds?
I will need some funds. We are waiting patiently for a decision from MB, you know, on some funding application we put in 2 weeks ago. Hoping to hear that yesterday, so it's imminent, I believe. But at the moment, it's with the minister on that approval process.
And I suppose you haven't had much of a chance to have a beer with your neighbours and celebrate the collaboration success.
No, we haven't. No, we will. Believe me, we will. But not at the moment. No, it's all hands on deck at the moment.
How much would you pay for a ventilator on the open market right now?
Look, there's different models. If you go to your typical ventilator you see on TV with the computer screen and the bellows, open market price would be between $30,000 and $50,000 each. The ventilator we're looking at is in the region of $5,000 to $10,000 US dollars.
Sounding pretty good. Anything you need from listeners or from... you know, are you seeking private investments? You want support?
Initially, I need the MB Boffins to make an actual decision and tell us. And if that doesn't happen, then I'm certainly looking for venture capital finance.
I heard Sam Morgan might have chipped in.
Yeah, that's right. We were very grateful that Sam Morgan and Stephen Tindall both put some money into it to get us through that first 10 days. That was well and truly spent by now. So at the moment we're running on an oily rag and, you know, using up my own funds, to be honest.
Okay. It's a real pleasure to meet you, Jeff. You've done great mahi here, and keep us posted, okay? Let us know
how you
go and if you need anything more from us.
Pleasure talking to you.
That's Jeff Sharp, who is the MD of a Hamilton plastics firm, and called in on his neighbours, some doctors who happen to be emergency medicine specialists, and said, what do you need? And they said some ventilators would be good. And so he built one using some equipment that's usually used to supply the agriculture industry. I love it.